The second Australian was wounded during Israel's raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. Fairfax photographer Kate Geraghty says she was attacked with a stun gun and suffered burns and bruising. Israel is deporting nearly 700 people arrested during the raid, including five Australians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel had no choice but to stop the convoy. The Fair Work Ombudsman is investigating the Church of Scientology about allegations it grossly underpaid staff members. Seven of the church's former employees have told the ABC they were only paid a few thousand dollars per year for full-time work. They say they resorted to welfare payments to survive. In a statement, the church has denied the allegations. Kevin Rudd has described last night's talks with senior mining executives as friendly but frank. A group of senior executives met with the Prime Minister for private drinks to discuss the new super profits tax. But it appears the meeting failed to resolve the dispute, with both Newcrest and Rio Tinto emerging with fresh criticism of the tax. The man suspected of murdering Perth millionaire Craig Paddy will return to Western Australia today. Cameron Mansell boarded a plane in Townsville last night after a Queensland court granted permission to extradite him. The 38-year-old was caught in a week-long legal battle after his initial arrest warrant was ruled invalid. He's expected to arrive in Perth this morning after a brief stopover in Alice Springs.